Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. Alibaba Group Holding Limited, NYSE. Baba, Q1 2024 Results Conference Call August 10, 2023 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Alibaba reported strong Q1 2024 results. Its revenue reached RMB 234 billion, reflecting a 14% YoY growth. The robust performance was attributed to positive business trends, economic resilience, and the integration of the digital economy with the real economy. It also demonstrated promising early outcomes from the company's ongoing reorganization efforts. The Alibaba International Digital Commerce Group registered a 41% overall revenue growth in the quarter, while the retail segment posted a 60% revenue increase YoY. Alibaba Cloud's adjusted EBITDA grew by 106% YoY to RMB 387 million due to reduced co-location and bandwidth costs and enhanced product mix and efficiency improvement. Despite some uncertainties in the post-COVID recovery, the company remains confident about its future growth. However, supply chain constraints globally hampered the full realization of strong demand for AI services on the cloud infrastructure. Furthermore, Alibaba Cloud's revenue growth was negatively affected by the normalization of content delivery network, CDN, demand and a decline in revenue from a top customer. Additionally, the company anticipates occasional months of volatility or setbacks in its operations during the implementation of its investment strategies. They remain committed to their long-term strategies and investments in users, merchants, and technology upgrades nevertheless. The Cloud Intelligence Group reported robust financial performance in the past quarter, with consolidated revenue reaching RMB 234.2 billion and consolidated adjusted EBITDA increasing by RMB 11 billion. This resulted from strong business momentum and focus on operating efficiency across all business segments. The company was also able to repurchase $3.1 billion worth of shares and generate RMB 39.1 billion in free cash flow. Moreover, the company is implementing a new organizational and governance structure, including a new reporting system and an emphasis on growing user scale, building an ecosystem, and realizing technological innovation. Looking forward, the company is confident in increasing DOE of 6.5% because of improved operating results in many sales sectors. However, they also expect uncertainties due to the changing economic landscape. Given this, the group is focusing on increasing their user and merchant scale, which they believe would lead to excellent profitability and market share in the long run. A noteworthy challenge is the change in the demand of one top customers and the need to focus on high-quality cloud service growth. However, they see a huge potential in AI, as it has become a huge driver of long-term sustainable growth, noting their proactive measures like foundational modeling to help cloud industry partners build their own models in their vertical industries and applications. Nevertheless, the future of AI remains uncertain due to the fast-changing trends in the market. This text reports on a conference call about Alibaba's business strategy and outlook. Key takeaways include: 1. Many Chinese companies are developing large language models, which help process and understand human language data in applications like cloud computing. Different approaches include broad, foundational models and specific, domain-focused models. Alibaba's strategy is to make these models widely available, even open-sourcing them to encourage usage and development. 2. Artificial intelligence, AI, has the potential to revolutionize a range of industries and applications, but its benefit is not inherent. It must be effectively applied and integrated. Alibaba sees opportunities to reimagine its services using AI. 3. Alibaba's international business is performing well, driven by tailored strategies that factor in cultural relevance and local retail landscapes. Supply from China and integrated end-to-end supply chains are key strengths. Challenges identified include the difficulty of predicting future trends, particularly between those companies developing foundational models and those focusing on specific domains. Also, while AI has potential, it isn't valuable simply by being AI and must be effectively applied. The report also provides an update on Alibaba's e-commerce side, where margins have declined year-on-year in the June quarter. Despite this, the company is focusing on long-term development, user experience, and merchant growth. Additionally, Alibaba's Tmall supermarket is performing well with profit improving, thanks to significant investments in user experience.